And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. The federal government still spending your tax dollars promoting racial gender ideology, with HHS dumping $1.5 million into an LGBT youth mentorship program that targets kids as young as 12. The Los Angeles LGBT Center already swimming in $162 million in annual revenue and paying its CEO $780,000 annually, claims that these programs help youth whose families aren't accepting. What they really mean is targeting kids whose parents still believe in basic biology. PBS has also joined the growing exodus from DEI programs, closing its diversity office to comply with President Trump's executive order. Meanwhile, FCC Chairman Brendan Carr launched an investigation into Comcast's DEI policies, warning that maintaining discriminatory practices could jeopardize their regulatory approvals. Carr made it clear every business under FCC oversight better get the message that the time for discriminatory DEI is over. And Elon Musk went even farther, telling the World Government Summit that Trump should delete entire agencies to prevent bureaucratic weeds from growing back. A New York school board learned about parent power the hard way when they tried walking out on families protesting an explicit LGBT book in their elementary school. The book, Rainbow Parade, features men in BDSM gear and naked people at pride parades, all targeted at kindergartners. Over in Worcester, Massachusetts, the city council voted 9-2 to become a sanctuary for gender ideology, with one council member who claims to be non-binary returning from a hiatus just to support the measure. Some good news from across the pond, however. After a six-year battle, a British court has vindicated Christian teacher Christy Higgs, ruling her firing over social media posts which criticized LGBT ideology in schools was unlawful religious discrimination. Higgs was fired in 2019 after warning parents about transgender propaganda in her son's primary school. The landmark ruling establishes that criticizing gender ideology and opposing same-sex marriage are protected religious beliefs. Imagine that, Christians being allowed to believe what Christians have always believed. The Presbyterian Church in America is facing backlash after its Mission to North America arm encouraged illegal immigrants to hide their identities from ICE and shared resources from the ACLU. The denomination, whose members overwhelmingly backed Trump, had to quickly delete the guidance after conservatives discovered their missions organization was telling people how to deceive federal authorities. One pastor called it reckless, noting that the church wouldn't urge members to conceal any other type of lawbreaking. Maybe they should spend less time reading the ACLU's website and more time reading Romans 13. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, as always, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.